This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast. How are you doing, sister?
Good. I am rushing everywhere. Good, good, good. I am happy today. You too?
You sound very happy and upbeat.
Yeah. I started working out again. That really
helped. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. And you're leaving to Oaxaca tomorrow. Tell me all about what you're so excited about.
You know what? I might come back from Oaxaca with a tattoo, girl.
Who's going to do it?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I feel like this is the year where I'm going to go to... We're wilding out this year, sister. We're wilding out this year.
We? So I'm gonna Who's ask- we? You mean you? Or I already did. I already have all the piercings. I have a tooth gem. Like, I've been.
You know what's so funny? That, like, I randomly get messages from you with a new piercing. I'm like, damn. All right. Look at you.
I'm going to chill for the next 6 weeks
Six weeks.
Me pasé. Like, I'm like, fuck, like, I shouldn't. I went to two different piercing studios because one wouldn't do an extra piercing for me because you have to wait. And I was like, fuck that. I'm going to go somewhere else. And they did it. And then I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't have done that.
I should have listened. What happened?
No. It's just like, it just Duele? Takes longer. No. Nah, it's look at menos. Like, it just takes like a little bit longer to heal. And I changed the top one, I changed my piercing to something else. Like, I changed the earring and then I got a piercing. And I shouldn't have done that. I should just let it heal and then change and then wait some more and then get the piercing. It's okay. It's just a little hot. But I think it's good now. Like, I have to rinse it and take care of it. But look, my ear looks fucking dope, though. I'm so happy.
It does. No, it looks amazing.
I'm in the mirror. Like, I'm getting ready and I just look at my ear and I'm like, you're so beautiful.
Are you talking to yourself or to your ear?
My ear. Both of my ears. They look baller. Look at this one.
They do. No, they look really, really good. That's a lot of drip on your ears.
Hell yeah.
You have a lot of drip on your ears. But I know what you mean. Last week, I had a dentist appointment and...
Did you get gold teeth?
No, I did not go get gold teeth. I got a porcelain tooth. I got a new tooth, guys. New tooth.
Well, I'm disappointed it's not gold.
My dentist said, no, he really was against that. He was like, no,
why?
That's really bad for your health. It's really bad
why?
For your health because it's in your mouth and it's in your system and the gold in your body is not good. So he said, you're going to have this for years and it becomes como tóxico at some point. So I'm like, yeah, all my worst nightmares are that que me huela la boca. That's my worst nightmare. That has been in my mind for the past month and a half since I had my issue with my tooth. I don't think I ever talked about that. Se me rompió el diente and I thought I was dying because one of my nightmares is that I'm dreaming that my teeth are falling apart. I don't know. Maybe it's like a Oaxacan belief. Que si cuando you dream that your teeth are falling, someone's going to die. And I've had that in my mind ever since I was a little girl. So every time I feel like my teeth are loose or something, I totally freak out. And about a month and a half, I was driving and I felt like there was something stuck on my tooth. I was like, something stuck on my tooth. And I asked Grisa to get me a, ¿cómo se dice? Like a flosser. And when I tried to put it in there, it wouldn't go in. And I was like, what the hell? And the flosser broke. So then I asked her for another one. I put it in my mouth and then half of my tooth flew off. And literally, I really thought I was going to die. I remember that day I went to pick up mom because we were going to go somewhere. That was before the holidays. And I was like, mom, am I dying? Does this mean that I'm dying? I was like really freaked out, looking for a dentist for a while. Anyway, turns out I was not dying. I just had a problem with one of my tooth that I had no idea because I'm always very obsessive over like cleaning and flossing my teeth. But it turns out it happens anyway. I had to get a root canal. And you know how I am fucking petrified of needles. And esa noche no dormí. I literally had the whole church praying for me because I was like, this is horrible. I couldn't sleep. I had my children pray over me that morning. It was horrible. Like, it was a traumatic experience. Mm-hmm. But I show up to this amazing doctor that did my root canal. My pain level was zero the whole time. No one believes me, but I didn't have any pain. Like, not even after I came to work. I had cleared my schedule and I ended up filming all day. Like, nothing happened. And I went back to my doctor. He did the crown for my tooth and he gave me 3 shots that day. And these pair of dentists are amazing, incredible. I did a whole thing, Dr. Caligari in downtown LA. He was incredible. He gave me 3 shots that day. And I was like, I think I'm over my fear of needles at this point. Last weekend, I had to go back, get my permanent crown, get my new tooth. Estoy estrenando. And then I said, I don't want this to ever happen again in my life. How can I do it? So then I got a deep, deep cleaning where they have to numb your mouth because it's hardcore. And he gave me 6 shots on my gums. 6 shots on my gums. Like, I say it, but I still can't believe it till this day that I got 6 shots. And I was like, why can't we just do my whole mouth? I'm already here. Like, let's do it. Give me 12 shots. F this. Gave me 12 shots in my mouth. And he was like, no, you cannot have your whole mouth numb because people sometimes can't even breathe. I'm like, exagerado, you know, like, mm-hmm. No, let's do it. He was like, no, let's just do half. He did half of my mouth. After we were done, he said, I have mouth rinse for you. We'll wash your mouth and just so you can avoid any infections. And I'm all here like, yeah, let's do it. I grabbed the mouthwash. I put it in my mouth. And as soon as I put it in my mouth.
Wait, I'm sorry. As soon as you put what in your mouth?
Mouth rinse that he gave
me. Oh, got it. Sorry. I stopped listening. And then, I stopped listening to you until I heard I put it in my mouth.
You never listen to me. And then this whole thing, it just fell off. It fell off. Like, I couldn't drink water. Todo se me salía.
Hold on, let me rewind. So you put it in your mouth.
And it all fell off.
Wow.
Se me empezó a salir todo el líquido.
And then you started dripping?
It was all dripping out of my mouth. Oh, out of my mouth.
Been there.
So that's why I decided that he was right.
Is that when you decided to get gold teeth?
That's when I started doing gold teeth. Now I told him that day. I said,
hey, one second. Hold on 1 second. So you put it in your mouth. And then it was dripping down your lip. And that's when you decided you could only do one at a time?
Only one at a time.
Okay.
Because my mouth can only handle one at a time. Dumb.
What? You're the one. That's what you said. I'm repeating what you said.
Yes. My mouth is only bigger. It's only able to handle one at a time.
Did you say big enough for one at a time? You were going to say big. You said
one half at a time.
One half? Anyway, let's just move. So you're going to Oaxaca. I don't know. I don't want to. This is a podcast for moms, okay? Children are listening. So you're going to Oaxaca?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about the dentist. Anyway, the reason why I'm saying that I might get a tattoo is because if I was able to handle 6 shots on my gums, I think I can handle a tattoo, right? I can handle
You gave birth. I don't understand. You can handle anything. Yes.
I gave birth in water because I wanted to avoid a needle. And that's how afraid I am of the needles. Well, I'm not anymore. That is a fear that I faced in 2023. And in 2024, I am no longer afraid of needles. So I am really thinking about a tattoo. I put a poll out there on the Instagram about like, do you guys think I should get a tattoo? It was 50-50. I thought everybody was going to be all for it. Yeah, it was 50-50. Half people were like, yes. Half people were like, no. I'm like, huh. I thought everybody was going to be like, yes, do it. Come on, well, you know,
good
get
thing
tatted
I don't
up.
Listen to what people say.
Well, no. And so I'm just trying to find what people call gentle tattooer. So I am putting some fillers out there.
Oh, my God.
What? A gentle tattooer. That's a thing. I don't know if you ever know that. Actually, Sal Salcedo, or Hair Whisperer, was the one that told me about that, that there are actually gentle tattooers out there. So I'm looking for, if you guys know a gentle tattooer que me pueda tatuar despacito y bonito, then let me know, because I am ready for this. I mean, I never thought I was going to be ready for it, but I'm ready. So I might come back from Oaxaca with a tattoo. I'm excited to go to Oaxaca. I'm going to go do some purchase for the restaurant.
I got a tattoo last time I was in Oaxaca.
You did?
Not last time, but I got a tattoo in Oaxaca. Lacra gave me a tattoo.
What is it?
He fixed my tattoo on my butt. Remember?
Oh, yeah. You do have a tattoo on your butt.
Yeah. Lacra did it for me.
Is that the...
He is not a gentle tattooer, so I would not recommend him.
Oh, never mind. Okay. He's scratched off my list.
He is just a world-renowned tattooer. But no, he's not what you... I don't know if he goes by a gentle tattooer.
Oh, my God. No, see? No. I don't know if I can do it. But friends in Oaxaca are giving me a few recommendations. And I'm like, maybe I'll come back with a tattoo. Maybe, who knows? I'll come back with a tattoo. But yeah, that's the new me in 2024. Working out, getting tattoos, getting shots in my mouth. Who knows what this year has in store for us this
getting
year? Who knows?
Shoots in your mouth? What?
Shots in my mouth.
Oh, shots
not
in your mouth.
Shoots.
Getting
oh,
shots in your
nasty.
Mouth. What?
Nasty.
You're the one saying it. I'm just repeating what you're saying. These are your words. No. These are your words. You're getting shots in your mouth. You're getting tattoos. It's what you said.
Whatever. Anyway.
Okay.
I want to say, I know that you guys know that Brice is famous, but I think last week, ¿cómo se dice? Tu famosidad. It got to another level.
Please, relax.
How does it feel to be famous? That you have people lining up and waiting for you, not even being able to get into a place.
Oh my God, you gotta stop. Is this Jaime talking to you? Is what I just realized. I'm like, what is she talking about? Because I haven't spoken to her. This is all Jaime. And I can now imagine Jaime going around the restaurant spreading these rumors.
He sent me pictures. He sent me Aww. Pictures. He was so excited, and he was like, wow, mira. And I was just like, yeah, that's right. I knew her first. I knew her since she was little. I knew her before she was Brisa Lopez, a renowned chef and author. I used to take care of her when she was little.
Bitch, you never took care of me. What are you talking about? Take care of you. If anybody took care
Always
of anyone,
care of you.
If anyone took care of anyone, it's me take care of you. Remember when I fought that girl because she was messing with you?
Who?
Guys, when? I was the one who was always protecting my sister. She was like, Brisa, please protect me. I'm like, don't worry, I got
when?
It.
When? What girl?
No one messes
what
with girl? My sister. I'm the only one that's allowed to bully her, okay?
Which girl? When? Tell me, remind me. Maybe it was so traumatic that I blocked it out of my mind.
Of course. That's literally what happened.
Was it Tita?
Yeah.
Was it Tita that was bullying me and you protected me? When? Wait, which girl?
I don't remember. Some girl. But I do remember that. It was outside the restaurant.
Oh, yes. I've been attacked, guys, by my own customers. Remember? Yeah, there was a girl that wanted to beat me up. She was a little drunk. And she wanted more alcohol. And I said no. And then...
And you were like, Brisa, help.
And you came to rescue me? I remember that very differently, but sure, let's go with that. Congratulations, sister, that you on wow, like, you know, that was really special. I think really special. It was special, right? Or no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was so much fun. No, it was wonderful. I had the best time. But yeah, I mean, you know what? Okay. I don't think that's the thing to say, but I think it was nice to be out there in like another sort of book. When I stopped my book tour, which was, I don't know, I feel like it was like a very long, prolonged, like it was like one thing after the next. I just sort of said to myself this year, which is, that was last year. And this year, my focus is I'm going to sell as much as micheladas as possible. That's just I'm going to focus on three things only. One of them is selling micheladas. I'm going to get in fucking best shape of my life. And I'm just going to be the best mom that I can be. And I am on track in all three in January 25th. So I like doing this book signing, which was, we set this up last year. It just kind of brought a lot of wonderful memories from last year and the book tour. And I love that book so much. It just did, like, it was just being there and kind of doing the book thing again, talking about food and kids. And it was just wonderful. But speaking of kids, I'm gonna tell you, I'm a great mom. These past few days, these past weeks, I'm gonna be like, I've just been very on a roll, feeling really, really good about my parenting. No screaming. Mm-hmm. I'm what they call gentle parenting now. Mm-hmm. And I have seen, and I know Eddie's just very much okay. We have, there's no screaming, there's no crying, there's just like, let me share with you something. So he said to me the other day, Mom, I want $3 because he wants to get something from FIFA or something, PS5 or something like that. Well, give me $3. I'm like, I'm not giving you $3. You can earn $3. You can sell something. You can make $3. Like, I'm not just going to give you $3. He's like, okay, how can I earn $3 around the house? Like, what can I do? I'm like, listen, things around the house are just to be done. Those are not to be, right. These aren't things that are... about do you doing the bed in the morning should be done. It's not something that you should be giving.
I don't believe in that
money
allowance
for.
Either.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's certain things you want to do above and beyond your normal duties, we can talk about them. You know, I'm gonna give you what they call mom bucks. He's like, mom bucks? Like, yeah, I'm gonna give you mom bucks. So he's like, what does that mean? Like, how is that gonna work? I'm like, listen, it'll be. And actually, this is where I messed up because I should have like giving like a big number for a dollar. And I was like, it'll be four mom bucks equals a dollar.
Oh, that's really
and
low.
Then, I know. I should have like just, anyway. So then he goes, okay, cool. And then he was taking a shower. And then all of a sudden he's like, mom bucks is a scam. Like, what do you mean? How many mom bucks are you going to give me if I make my sister breakfast? I'm like, two. He's like, what? That's a scam. And I never want to talk about this ever again. Mom bucks are officially dead. And I'm like, okay. And every morning I'm talking about the mom bucks. She's like, stop. Mom bucks are not going to happen. And I'm like, okay, well, then I guess you won't get money. Like, I'm just giving you an option here. I should have like make it like 20 mom bucks equals a dollar and then be like, okay, I'll give you 25 mom bucks for like, you know, I don't know. I should have made it some weird number. I don't know. I was just thinking about it right there and I didn't realize like he's really great at math. And he's like, so you mean a quarter? And I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, I don't believe in that either. Every head is a different world. And, you know, I know there's people that give their kids money every week because they did their bed and brush their teeth. And I'm like, no, that, you know, they should be doing that already. They should be doing their bed and loading the dishwasher and doing all of that and helping around the house. Those are skills that they're having for the rest of their lives. Like, we are gifting them those skills. And if they want to earn money, then they should figure out a way to make money. I do the same thing with my girl. Sabina's been wanting me. She's been wanting to set her own rules and say, what if I do my bed? I'm like, well, I'm going to say thank you. And then she's like, what if I do this? Like, how much are you going to give me? I'm like, nothing.
Oh, yeah. He's told me that. He's like, how much do you give me if I do the bed? I'm like, nah, this is food. I'll give you food and shelter.
Yes.
No, I'll,
you know,
feed
I'll take
dinner.
You to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll, on my way to work, I'll drive you to school and I'll drop you off.
I'll drop
in the gas.
School. I got, yeah. I'll give you a hug.
I'll give you a discount. You won't have to give me money for gas next time I take you to school. How about that?
How about you live here rent-free?
Damn. Trauma. Childhood traumas, eh, guys? But that's just the way that we were raised. We were literally, we had to earn everything, you know? We started making money when we started working.
Though I will say, I have a girlfriend who called me the other day and she was very concerned about her kid now making his own money. Her kid is 13 years old and he's making thousands of dollars a month selling stuff on eBay.
What?
And
yes,
she is a little just concerned because she's like, he's obsessed with this eBay thing. He's on his phone all the time trying to sell stuff. And now he's spending his money. And I'm like, you can't do that. You have to save your money. He's like, no, I don't. It's my money. You told me to make my money. This is my money. And I could do whatever I want with my money.
That is true.
I'm like, well, he's right, girl. That's his money. ¿Qué vas a hacer? It's like, but he should learn how to save. I'm like, listen, if he squanders away all his money, he's better he learns this lesson now than when he's
at 13. Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, because now he's like, it doesn't matter if I spend it all now. He'll make more and he won't learn their lesson. I'm like, well, good. I mean, that's what happens in life though, right? You'll make more anyways. Yeah, but he's making like serious dough on eBay.
What is he selling? I want to know.
I can't disclose this information. I can't talk about what he's doing. All I can say is this boy's making bank at 13. And
she
now she can't control him because I'm like, listen, if I was you, I'd get on his good side because this kid is, if he does start saving money at 18, he's out of your house because he's going to be able to afford a house. What's wrong with you, girl? Let him spend the money.
Why don't you tell him to spend the money on stock right now? You know, he should be
this kid. No, this kid wants to
When we were growing up, I always wanted to get a nose ring, remember? And Dad was like, cuando cumples 18 años, si estás fuera de mi casa, puedes hacer lo que te dé la gana. And I was like, fine. So then I turned 18 and I did it on my tongue and I regret it for the rest of my life. So those are the lessons that we learn when we're little and we don't listen to our parents. But that's just the way we learn. I remember when I started making money by waiting tables and I had my pockets full of cash. And I was like, oh my God, money, I can spend it. And they're not going to tell me anything. And I can do it whatever, however I want. I try to do that with my kids now. And they're, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm failing as a parent that way. Because I tell Krista, you know, I was working when, you know, younger than you. And she's like, yeah, but that's a different generation. Oh my God. That's the answer for everything. Yeah, but that's a different generation. I'm like, Jesus Christ. No, she's like super obsessed with, you know, remember when Eddie was super into the Pokemon cards and mm-hmm. he would drive you crazy? That is Krista now with all of these K-pop cards. And she has like a huge stack of cards. And the other day she was talking to Dad and she was like, Grandpa, you want to know the names of them? And then Dad was there and she was like, this is I still can't pronounce his name. Kyohyung. This is Lino. This is Felix. And Dad was just like, okay. And she has a huge, huge stock of those things, carrying them around in school. And she protects them. And she's like, oh, let's make sure that they're not cold. Let's make sure that they are happy. Let's put some music for them. This girl has a shrine of the Stray Kids in my house. Like, I don't know how since October when she turned 12 until now, this has become like a major, major obsession in her life. Every single day she wants to watch videos and look at them and look at this one and look how beautiful he is and look how pretty he is. Now she calls, look how pretty he is and look how this and this is what they eat. Do you want to know their names? Do you want to know their ages? Do you want to know who's the oldest? You want to know who's the youngest? I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I know you don't know, but like you should act interested.
Oh no, I do.
You should find some interest.
I know the names. I know what they like. I am internally saying, no, I don't want to know. I don't care. But I do have to listen to them. We watch the videos. We watch this. She's actually going to her first K-pop concert in March with her dad. So that's going to be her first concert experience. Fernando recently gave her light stick.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a light stick and she does dance routines. And it is an obsession. It has become an obsession. She has become a totally different person. She emptied her room from all her childhood memories. And that room is now a shrine to all the 8 members of Stray Kids. Which is funny because I don't know if I told you this, that last time I was in Oaxaca, I actually found Korean hot dogs in Oaxaca.
What?
Yes.
What does that mean?
They have different coverings. It's kind of like a hot dog on a stick, but the batter has different things. And when I was in Oaxaca last time, I was talking to Ramiro's family, all of the tías and tíos and all the kids over there. And you know that now people in Mexico, and particularly like they in Oaxaca, they actually watch K-dramas. They don't watch novelas anymore, you know, Televisa and all of that. People actually are watching K-dramas in Mexico because they feel that the new generation of telenovelas in Mexico, I haven't seen a telenovela and I don't even know how long. I don't remember when's the last telenovela I saw. But they were saying that the new telenovelas are too woke.
What does that mean?
They're too progressive. They're very progressive. And
like how?
Because they talk about LGBTQ. Oh, they talk about all those things. And it's too progressive for the culture in Mexico still, unfortunately. So then they go back and they're all watching K-dramas. These ladies that are in their mid-60s, almost 70s, they have these Korean men in their background of their phones and they're saying words and they're speaking in Korean. And I was just so fascinated by that because we've been here in K-Town for the last 30 years. And then all of a sudden I go to Oaxaca and there's all these tías speaking Korean to me. And I was like, what is happening? Mom was telling me that in Mitla during the holidays, they have vendors that they had sell, you know, chucherias and stuff, that they were selling K-pop merchandise to the tourists in Mitla. This K-pop fever is insane. It's taking over the world. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening with teenage girls that are, I don't know, teenagers that are really into this type of music. And now even Agustina likes K-pop.
She does. She knows all the. She knows the words. It's like the cutest thing,
right? I'm like, when did this happen? Like, it just came out of nowhere.
I mean, I think it's just like for us, it's just one, just the Stray Kids. I don't think it would be unfair for me to say like we're K-pop people just because it's only one group, really. And he's still very much. I think he's really into soccer. That's what he's really into.
He is.
But I do know like all the Stray Kids songs. Well, not all of them, but like the top five and. So does Agustina, but we're not there at the level yet, which I'm sure eventually we'll get there.
We are there. There's merchandise. There's mascotas. There is clothing. There is food. There is everything. Like, she just wants to tattoo their face on her body. Side note, I wanted to ask, do you remember when I started taking Chris out of school, when she came in the seventh grade, I bought her uniform and she wears a skirt and a polo shirt. And I remember going to drop her off and I would be like, why do those girls have such tiny skirts? Time forward, those skirts that Krista acquired at the beginning of the year have now become tiny skirts. Not only that, but you know how it has been really cold and raining here in LA? I mean, for us, right? I know that in some parts of the US it's not cold, but it's been cold. And every morning, I am that Mexican mom that's like, ponte un suéter, llévate un gorro, ponte una chamarra, you know, like, put on this, put on that. And she's like, no, I don't want to, I'm not cold. In my, inside of my mind, I'm freezing. And I'm like, I don't get it. Sixta, Sabina, they wear like their sweaters, the things, they mm-hmm. go. And Krista is going with this small skirt, short skirt, that it's just that she got really tall. I didn't get her a short skirt. She got really tall.
Got it.
Yeah, they grow. The skirts don't get smaller. The girls get bigger. And so I went to drop her off the other day. It was raining, Bricia. And I was like, I'm here thinking that my little child, like, pobrecita mi hija, she needs an umbrella and she needs this. And like, I feel so bad. I don't got an umbrella.
Yeah.
I get there. All the girls at her school are wearing tiny skirts, tennis shoes, and their shirt. They don't even have a sweater. I was like, what do I need to do to get to that level again? I guess never. I'm like, was that us? Were we not cold? Did that happen? I'm like,
I don't remember. I mean, I really don't remember.
Right now, you and I are wearing a sweatshirt because it's cold. It's cool, right? Outside. Krista, no sweater.
I mean, I think that you are probably the one that gets the coldest the most out of all four of us, for sure. All that to say, yes, I am very cold and I'm always taking a jacket. Eddie, same. Like Eddie, it's his everyday t-shirt, soccer shorts, long socks, Crocs, no sweater. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it rains or not. Like I gave him a sweater. He wore a sweater today. He probably won't wear it all day because he'll come home without a sweater. So he's just basically, Eddie's everyday is basically a soccer outfit.
I've seen him with Crocs.
Yeah, that's his jam. Oversized shirt, shorts, long socks.
I don't get it. I mean, also because I've been in Sixth Avenue like that. I don't know. I'm just amazed. And like my jaw drops every time I go see these girls from 6th to 12th grade. And they're all like, you guys are crazy. It's not cold. I don't care if it's raining. I'll be wet. And I don't care. And I'm like, mi pobre hija. And I'm texting her the day like, honey, are you cold? You good? She's like, no, mom, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm like, whatever. Oh, God. Like, okay. It's called youth, sister. Where can we get some of that? Where can we buy some?
I don't know. I'm fine. You're the one who's all bundled up all the time.
I am not bundled up all the time.
Oh, Maria Paulina, you are always like, I'm like, aren't you hot? And that's a lot for me to say. Like, I mean, I get cold too.
Come to the restaurant in the back in the morning. It is freezing in here. We have huge walk-in coolers, freezers. It is freezing. Everybody's cold in here in the restaurant. That's why I'm cold, but not because I'm just cold all the time. It's just cold weather. If it's 40, if it's 39 degrees outside, you should wear a sweater.
Paulina, LA does not get to 39 degrees. Relax. When is it 39?
At 7 in the morning. When you leave, my kids leave at 7 in the morning. Every morning, it is 39 degrees. I will send you receipts. because when I drop him off, it is cold. Sometimes, like, sometimes Sixta grabs a little blanket to drive on the way from home to the school because it's cold.
Okay, I'm looking at a weather app right now in Los Angeles.
That's the day.
Paulina, this is Los Angeles. It doesn't get to 39. It's low 52, high 64. I think the lowest we're going to get is 47.
No, today's 63. Today's 63.
But look at the low. At the end, you can see what the low is.
Yeah, this week. I am not talking about this week today. I was talking about the days that it was raining. It was raining all last week.
Yes, it was. Okay, I'm not going to argue with you, but sure.
I will stay on the other seats because you always treat me like I'm lying. I'm not lying.
Paulina, LA doesn't get to 39.
Okay.
Let's just move on to our Super Mama Picker Tip of the Week. Come on, let's be back.
Yeah, let's take a break and come back for our Super Mama Picker Tip of the Week. And we are back. What is your tip or pick this week? What are you watching? Are you watching something?
Nothing.
You're not watching anything?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I did go watch the new Mean Girls movie.
I heard it's a musical.
Yeah, but it's so much fun. I went with Elizabeth, our little sister, and it was really fun. And it was cute. Totally recommend it. That would be, yes, that's the last movie I saw. I liked it. But other than that, I'm not really watching anything.
You're not watching any shows? Nothing? You're not into anything? You always have the good recommendations on TV.
I did. I think I stopped watching TV last year.
I know. So how do you spend your nights? Nothing? You just go to bed? That's it?
You know, when I put my kids to sleep, when they're with me, I put them down at 8:30. At 8. We actually go into bed at 8 and Eddie reads, I read. At 8:30, all of us are passed out.
By 8:30 p.m.
Oh, 100%. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I should get up. I'm going to have him go to sleep. And I'm going to get up a little bit, go do some work or read something. I am listening to an audiobook. It's really good, actually. It's called You Should Talk to Somebody. It's really good and really juicy. And I think the woman who does the audiobook, I haven't checked, but I think is the same one who did the 50 Shades of Grey book. I think it's Anastasia Steele.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's her. I may be wrong, though. I may be wrong. She might be a grown. I don't know. I think it's her. But the book is so good. It's called You Should Talk to Someone. It's really great. Anyway, yes.
What is it about?
It's a therapist who's going through a big breakup, who's going to therapy, and in between talks about her patients.
Oh, okay, okay. I was recently talking to our sister Elizabeth about the 50 Shades of Grey book, audiobook. And I was like, do you remember when we used to spend hours inside our car just listening to that? I was like, I should revisit that book again. That audiobook was amazing. That audiobook was the best. I know people hated it, but we used to spend hours listening to that in our car. I loved that book. I started watching this show. I love those thriller mystery stuff. I've been watching this show called Fool Me Once, which is a British show. I'm into European shows right now. And it was pretty fun. It's pretty interesting. And it's the character is like a soldier. She's a woman and she's like a badass and she's like a tiny woman, but she kicks men's ass. And I'm like, yeah, I like that. So whenever when people go to bed and they're sleeping, I watch an episode and then I go to bed. And that's the one that I'm watching.
I need to get myself together and not fall asleep with these children.
Don't you need some time for you? Like a little bit?
Well, and then when I'm not with them, I'm out to dinner. I'm always out. I'm dinner with a girlfriend or going to an event. And then I come home and I go to sleep.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, then you're doing something. You're actually interacting with other people and stuff.
Or I'm traveling. And when I'm traveling, I'm not sitting watching TV.
No, you're not. You know that show Griselda with Sofia Vergara? I really want to watch that show.
Mm.
Yeah. She is a Colombian, not narco, Colombiana. And
I love those.
Yeah. And I've seen it. It actually was... It's on the recently added on Netflix. And I'm like, oh, I want to see that. I think I'm going to download it for my trip to Oaxaca. I like to download shows because there's no internet on the plane to Oaxaca.
True. Oh, you should download The Gilded Age. That I watched. Oh, I did. I told you guys already. I watched The Gilded Age, but it's over. And
No. What is it about?
It's old New York money back in the Gilded Age.
Ooh. It's in New York.
But back in the 1800s, when the railroads were being built and... The women wear all the outfits and it's really cool. I really like that show. I really enjoyed it. This is I watched it last year though. you know, when I watch TV when we were at Arrowhead. So I would say Survivor. Oh, the Squid Games. I mean, hello.
The Squid Games. That was fun. That is the best show to watch with your family, guys. We watch it over the time that we were at the Big Bird that week. We all, with dad and everyone, we all watched Squid Games. That was like, it kept us on the edge of our seat. We were yelling, we were screaming. And the person that won, we were like, what? Okay. But that was good. It was great. It was a great show. Watch it like on the weekend with the family. It's a really, 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 really good show. Yeah. So there it is. Our picks. Como se dice, TV critics this year. Como, you know, it's award season. So here are our picks as critics of TV for this awards this year. None of them. Well, shout out to America Ferrera, who got a nomination for an Oscar. That was good.
Yes.
Hope she wins. All right. This is the show for the week. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram at @_supermamas and on Twitter, also at @_supermamas and in el Face at Supermamas Podcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your Super Mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love and
see you next week. Super Mamas!